This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, yesterday on our program, we closed with what I felt was the most important sentence in the entire message, but also maybe one of the most important things I've said in a long time in this program, and it has to do with what you are and what I am as Christians. And I made a statement that I think has power in your life and in mine. I want you to hear it again as we begin today's program with that same statement, and then continue in the first message from the new series called Through the Looking Glass, from the book of 2 Corinthians, looking at what God has to say to you and me today about comfort in grief. God bless you as you listen. A Christian is not a psychiatrist or psychologist or a counselor that offers human solutions to people's problems. A Christian is a man or woman who's a witness to the power of God. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to say it twice because it's such an important statement. A Christian is not a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a counselor who offers human solutions to people's problems. A Christian is a man or woman who's a witness to the power of God. And when we comfort people in the name of Christ, what you're saying is, I don't have anything to give you. I don't know what to say to you in your loss. But God knows. God knows. Some of you have said this. You said, man, I'm hesitant to go to the funeral home because I don't know what to say. I'm hesitant to show up because, you know, what am I going to say to that person? Let me tell you something. Your presence speaks volumes. And when you come up to someone and say, we love you, we're praying for you, we care for you, I want to suggest to you, comfort of God, comfort of God, comfort of God coming all over that person. Why? Because you're so special? No, it has nothing to do with you or me. It has to do with the one who lives in you. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. God comforts us so we can use that comfort to comfort other people. I think it's really powerful to know that. It says in verse 4, God comforts us in all our troubles. I didn't talk about that in the first service, but I think I need to mention it. Do you know what that means? God comforts us in all our troubles. This is really brilliant. He comforts us in all our troubles. Meaning you're not unique in the problems you're going through. You're not the only one going through that. Whatever your trouble is, God says, I can be of comfort to you. And he said, I will not only comfort you, but as you use the comfort that I spill over into your life and you share that with somebody else, you'll get comforted even more. Remember when I told you this story about a friend of mine from Longmont, Colorado, who lost his sister in a car accident? His mother joined an organization called Compassionate Friends. And my friend Rick told me that his mother does it for two reasons. She joined the organization and speaks all over the country. He said she does it for two reasons. Most people think it's just one reason. Here's what he said. She goes and speaks all over the country to parents who've lost a teenager, because she does it so she can comfort other people. But he said, Randy, truth be known, she gets comforted by doing that. That's biblical. That's exactly what 2 Corinthians 1 says. As you comfort people with the comfort you receive, something happens. God ministers to you and comforts you.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we close this program with a real powerful story told by an African-American newspaper writer, John Fountain. Used to write for the Chicago Tribune, a paper that I used to deliver as a young person. He's going to speak to you, so to speak, through his article that will be a powerful ending to this message. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.